This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Thursday. It's 5:45. My name is John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Brett Fesley, Big Dick Toledo. This is the morning sickness, and off we go for yet another perfect day here. Beautiful weather we've just been experiencing. Of course, no one can breathe. The bee pollen's keeping everybody kind of in check around
kinda,
here.
Yeah.
Doing all right. It's not, you know, normally you'd be out.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be done. The allergies are going nuts. I got an email from an angry post office worker because I say, I don't know what happens, but once the temperature hits like 85 degrees, they just have meetings to where they're told to untuck their shirts and roll around in dirt and sweat. And then they just go out and deliver the mail and stuff. And the guy emails and he goes, you try riding around one of those little boxes all day long. It's got no air. It's just a, I'm like, it's easier. I'm going to say it. I'm going to go out and say, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm
do it,
start
man.
Fighting
do
the
it.
Post
do
office
it.
Guys. It's easier to be a postman now than it's ever been.
It's true.
I think.
On top of that, UPS guys are the same way. They don't have air conditioning in those
trucks.
Yeah,
they don't see their shirts all untucked rolling around like in my front yard. Yeah. And he's like, well, he's like, since Amazon, he's fighting with, he was being pretty fine.
Prime's got air, though.
But, yo, that's Prime's true. Got yeah. the air.
He's got to go prime time.
But, yeah, so we were going. I said, you don't have to go door to door. You got these big, giant boxes. Everything goes in one box. And he goes, my routes used to take me 3 hours. Now they take about six.
And you have, I think Boo-hoo. You have more communities that have the community mailbox.
The huge community mailbox, yeah. It's that big box. You just put something in. There's nothing. Or you can just drive up one to the next. I remember.
Okay.
You know, it was summer here 20 years ago, and I don't remember the mailman untucking his shirt, rolling around in mud, and going in. Just, you know, that's all I'm saying. It's just button it up a little bit.
Have some pride, for Christ's sake.
Have a little pride. I saw a dude the other day almost pulled over and helped me. Here's a sandwich and some water. I'm sorry. What are you talking about? I'm like, clearly you're homeless. You're a heroin addict. No. I'm a U.S. Postal worker. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Didn't you ever watch Cheers, Cliff Clavin? Take pride in this uniform. There's a standard, for crying out loud. You're one of the, you're like the sixth branch of the military, I think. I'm not real sure if you count there, but it was pretty funny. And it's
my lady that, looks good. Every
you got a good sure. female man?
Yeah.
I only have mine switch off every once. My female man got pregnant, and
she'll yell though if your car's in front of someone parked in front of the mailbox.
Yeah, you don't park in front of the mailbox. They're right to yell. They should have the same right as a firefighter as to bust both windows and send it through your car. You don't park
put
in front of
the
mailbox.
The-
yeah, put the hose right through. It's not. It's I watch Backdraft. You don't park in front of a fire hydrant. They just use your car as a conduit. It's perfect. It is a sad day here in the valley. I wake up to the news that the Rulabula is no longer going to be
I seen that.
A bar. And that is, if you've lived here for any extended amount of time at all and you're mildly fun, you have a Rulabula story. Everyone has been to Rulabula. Everybody, and, you know, we stopped going, evidently. And it's a bar that lasted, God, I don't know how long it's been there. 30 years?
21 years.
Yeah,
or
it's been
like
a
that.
Long
yeah,
time. Well, Rulabula was an
and
Irish
they imported
pub.
That, the actual bar from Ireland.
Yeah, a lot of this, yeah, the stuff came over from, well, that's what they said. Who
that's
knows if
said.
That's real or not. I mean, why?
If looks gonna, good.
It does. Hey, it looks great. Sounds like a real good story. But it is the home of the greatest bar story I've ever been a part of, because I went to the Rulabula with actual Irish people from Ireland straight off the plane that day. And we were trying to get – and
they thought they were at home when you got there.
Oh, and another cousin of this guy was from Scotland. So I had two Irishmen straight out of Ireland, one Irishman who'd lived here for a long time. I drank with him all the time. And then a Scotsman and an Englishman. And we went on the green card dating game. I took – the Scotsman wanted to stay in America. And so I had him on my old show at The Zone to say, any ladies interested in marrying this guy, getting him a green card and staying – and these ladies showed up. And they were good. Whoa. He ended up dating one
couple
for
of
a good long
candidates.
Time. He hosed
nice.
Her that night. But so we go to the Rulabula, and these girls are there. And we're like, I'm like, I can't believe this worked. And these guys were – just alcoholics is all they were. It was they just showed up drunk, and I was like, "This is great." So the Scotsman's at the bar, the Irishman, skinny, 105-pound, 6-foot Irishman. I can't even say he's 6 foot. No Irishman is 6 foot. Maybe for Ireland, he was 6 feet. He was maybe 5'8". So he's there. And the first thing we walk into Rulabula, I didn't know what it was at the time. This is 22 years ago. I hear the word car bombs all around. It's on Johnny Boy, and I'm like, I got you guys, car bombs. car bombs. I hear it before I even take a sip of my car bomb. Look down. Every glass is empty but mine. I'm like, oh, you got to kill that, Johnny. Oh, Jesus. It's a pint of Guinness with Bushmills in it. And you kill these? I ain't a simple drink. You ain't going to be sipping with us tonight. I'm like, all right, boom. Knock it out.
Drink it, you imp.
Not a one. Guy pours. There's like seven or eight of us. Another one goes down. I'm like, whoa. Cheers, action, arcana, fiddy, fiddarcana. And then they drink something. I don't know what they were doing. Bah, hits another one.
A lot of limericks.
Before you know it, we're like five or six of these in. We've been there for about 11 minutes. And we're hanging around having a great time. Everybody's laughing. And then the skinny little Irishman disappears. He's gone. The Rulabula manager's there. The bartender's there. And he's starting to keep an eye on us because we were getting a little bit Irish. And our little skinny Irishman comes out. Irish people are not good drinkers. They can drink for a long time. They just don't pass out. They get drunk real fast and stay there. So he comes out and he's like, and I can't understand a word he's saying anymore. He's like kind of sing-song and everything. Owner comes out and he goes, that's it. You guys get the f*** out of here. Like, what happened? I'm like, we're spending a ton of money. What's going on? He goes, your little friend went in there and he's all over my bathroom floor. And I mean everywhere. So I'm like, no. I go open the bathroom door and it is it's wall to wall Yoo-hoo. I mean wall to
car
wall,
bomb.
Brett. Wall to wall. If you took Guinness and added the quick mix to
oatmeal.
It and made it powder, it's everywhere. And I mean the bathroom wasn't little, but it was. I mean you couldn't. There's not, and the smell was something out of a horror movie. Like if they had smell-o-vision, you'd be like, we're leaving. It's just off. So I go back and I'm like, what the hell are you doing? He goes, what's he saying? And I'm like, he said you took a crap all over his floor. And he goes, And he goes, you get out of here. You're the one who did it. You all over my bathroom floor. And he stands up and he puts his finger in there. He goes, I demand a DNA test. Turns out he threw up all the car bombs.
Ugh.
Just stood in the bathroom in the middle, honked it all out. He goes, it's not feces, sir. I was throwing up in your bathroom. There's nothing I can do about it.
Like, so you just ready for more rounds.
Get out. And then we went outside and played football on Mill Avenue with no football, just tackling each other like crazy. And then we looked back and said, the Rulabula, it shall live in our hearts forever. The Rulabula is closing on Mill. It was one of the greatest Irish nights. And then the other guy, who was the Englishman, ended up getting with this big girl. She was fat. Oof. And I wasn't there for this, but at the end of the night, he had this big girl. And my friend Kevin told me this story. He goes, Davey had that big girl. And we're all sitting in the living room watching TV, and they're making out. And she was from England, too.
No famine's going to get her.
Uh-uh. No famine. No. She's going to make it through. She's a survivor. And Davey's going, the greatest line ever, Davey's going at it with her, kissing her and stuff right in front of everybody. And Kevin's like on the couch, and he says, I hear him talking. And she's like, what are you doing, Davey? What are you doing? And he goes, come on, bird. Starts kissing her some more. She's like, what are you doing, Davey? He's like, come on, bird. Come on. Stop it. And Kevin looks down, and she's like kind of distraught, and Davey's going at it, hands all over. He goes, what are you doing, Davey? And he goes, well, look, I'm you up, aren't I? He's grabbing her boob. She goes, Davey, that's my stomach. Thank you, Rulabula, for the greatest night of my life. And I wasn't even there for that part, but that's my favorite stuff. I'm grabbing your cans, aren't I? That's my stomach. He's squeezing away on her gut fat, thinking he's being
like,
sexy.
These are big cans.
Oh, feel these beautiful cans.
Stop it.
Can you imagine doing that to a lady? Just grabbing fat rolls while you're making out with her. Oh,
stop it. Come on, don't be prude. Let's do this, right?
Oh, I love it. But that was all because of Rulabula. All of it. And it's going away. A landmark.
We're going to have to hit that before it closes.
Nah.
I've been there.
Disgusting. That dude is puke all over the floor. It's gross. It's the grossest place in the world. Nicholas says, the Rulabula is the place I learned how to sleep and stand up at the same time. I could pass out at the Rulabula and mastered taking naps while I would stand up, learning to slow down while I drank. Yeah, the Rulabula taught us a lot, taught us everything.
And I think at that station at one time we had trade there.
Oh, yeah, we could go there. Yeah, that's why Kevin would go. Except for he didn't tell me that later. I paid, I think my bill was like $600 that night.
Oh, man.
Well, they wouldn't stop ordering those car bombs. Those things aren't cheap. And one after another. And then that little Irishman would go over to the other, because it's just socially, go over to the, how you doing? Come here all the way from Ireland. It's just like a real experience. This is like a real Irish pub. Let me grab you around. Four core bumps for this table here. And I'm like, put it on Johnny's tab. You cheap son of a bitch. But I was having a great time. And then that big girl thing happened. I wish I could. I wish. That's the one part of that night I wish I could have been there. I ended up getting. We were hurting each other in the road. I, in what turned out to be foreshadowing, tackled my friend Kevin in the middle of the street and left him laying there. Because he, I mean, he got. And he ended up getting killed.
Tackled one more time.
Yeah, tackled
one
really
last one. Time.
I prepped him. Because I hit him so hard once. I thought that was lights out. I just ran down Mill and just laid his ass out in the middle of the street. And he wasn't a big guy. So I was putting 200 pounds of my body onto Kevin's 140 and slid him across a thing. And it knocked the wind out of him. And I just remember him patting me on the chest going, good one. And that was the last thing he said for the whole night.
Also might have been a little cause in the shoulder.
What? No, come on. One night, Brady? I've been tackled in roads several times. I think one of the things that caused my shoulder as I was reminiscing about dumb things I've done to my shoulder was the time me and my friends tried to knock over a cinder block wall that was brand new. It wasn't like wobbly or it moved a little, but we could take that new wall down. Like, yeah. So we just run headlong into this thing and drop our shoulders and try to smash into it. And I remember that was a lot of pain for a lot of days after that. I've got several stories about why my shoulder is now titanium.
That'll do it.
Stupid. I was stupid. I'm not much smarter now, but I know that walls are hard to knock down. But I know that from experience. And I know you never grab a fat girl's rolls and assume you've got hold of the good stuff. I'm boobing you up, aren't I? That's my stomach, Davey. I just absolutely love that she had to tell him. Up one roll. Then you get the good ones. You're grabbing me muffins. and Dave's still here somewhere. He disappears, but he comes back now and again. Anyway, Rulabula. Raise one up for the Rulabula. Let's have a WNBA draft party at the Rulabula. I got an email from a guy that said, your whole show needs to be one thing today. They're having WNBA mock drafts. ESPN pays someone to put out the farce.
I got to see some highlights.
Oh, but it's not highlights. It's a mock draft, Brady. It's not the real draft. It's the mock draft. It's somebody assuming.
But don't they show the players they're talking about?
That's a draft. You know the difference between mock draft and draft, right?
Yeah.
I don't
think
you do. I'm not so sure. Maybe does it sound like he does?
No, so they're doing, okay.
Explain to me what a mock draft is,
okay,
so I know I can go on.
The mock draft is nothing that goes on the air. It's just a...
What, do you know what a mock draft is?
Yeah. Well, they're making up. It's not the real draft.
That's right. But they're...
Still using real players, right?
they're predicting.
I just didn't know I had to explain
that.
So right.
Because you predict, you still are talking about that player. And they show highlights
what
of that
kind
player.
Of mock draft would they do with imaginary players?
That's what I'm saying. Why are you getting all over me for?
I'm trying to wonder. Trying to get into your brain and see what you're thinking. What mock
when
draft are you thinking
about? When they talk about a player in their mock draft.
What else would they talk about?
They'll usually show highlights. I just said, I want to see highlights.
Well, it is a WNBA. I don't know about highlights.
First off, your mind's gone crazy.
There's some flopping around. I got to
they don't show the flops. Anyway, that's now that we've cleared that mock draft thing up.
I use the room.
Yeah, no, it's the PlayStation.
There goes the whole thing.
The PlayStation
why
mock
would you
draft.
Want to watch highlights?
That's it isn't a show. It's a mock draft.
Oh, I thought maybe they'd do that.
He doesn't know what one is. Brett, you explain it. I'm struggling.
Yeah,
I don't know. He's getting upset with me.
I don't
me.
Know. Help me
I
with
just
this.
Did.
You don't know what mock drafts are? Toledo, help me out. Explain. Does it sound like he knows what a mock draft is?
He just explained it, basically.
I know, but I don't think he's then he asked.
It sounds like the Oculus draft in your head is going to be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. The cartoon. No, mock drafts happen all the time with like NFL mock drafts and
right, but they do it on the air, right?
I think he's asking if it's a show.
That's what I thought.
No,
I thought it was a show. They're doing a mock draft.
No, they're starting
not
a
really.
Mock draft.
They post them.
Okay,
like
there's
ESPN.
Where I went wrong.
Yeah, they post them
because I would never watch no matter what. ESPN's having a NFL mock draft and it's on the air. I'm not gonna watch that
mock draft special. They have mock draft guys. They just basically write columns about what they like. They predict the draft. And
it's a way to get you behind the paywall.
But with NFL, it's a huge deal. People are super interested in what the experts have to say. What I'm saying is the WNBA mock draft holds no interest to anyone, including the people being drafted. There's no, am I playing in the WNBA or not? Yeah. They don't care. There's no interest in whether or not the Sparks or the Sun, Soul, or whatever the hell they're called get it. Uh-oh. Are you pulling it up?
Well, here we go.
It's the WNBA mock draft.
Yeah.
This is what you can look
at. Sponsored by Shanko.
Yeah, well, you know, some of these little ladies looking to get married. It's no better place to go get your diamond engagement ring.
They throw a rock around.
Okay. Don't act like you're into the vernacular now.
Let's get to some highlights.
What highlights are you looking at? This is, you don't know what it is. It's just basically a round table about who they think's going where. Highlights. You're
it's
insane.
A tennis match, Brady. You go, then I go.
Yeah.
Then you go.
Like
then
Toledo,
I go.
And I would say, okay, first on the clock, the Detroit Lions. Who do you think's going to pick them? We're not running highlights. We're just we're predicting. Right.
Gotcha. I thought it was on ESPN. Like,
it's not
some
a show. They have articles.
Commentator, color.
There's this thing now
whatever.
Called the internet, and they have a website. And on the website, they fill it. What my thing is that somebody gets paid to actually put out a mock draft of the WNBA.
Gotcha.
Which
yeah.
means
I did not
it's,
right.
Your guy goes through all the tape.
Right. Right. Yeah, your guy knows all of what you want to see. Maybe you're a candidate for this. It sounds like you really want to watch all these films. What I'm saying is there's no interest in it, except now I'm wrong. Brady would love to watch the WNBA mock draft show that doesn't exist.
Take that job.
Look, it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
There you go. You can do the WNBA draft challenge and possibly win $5,000.
Brady should get in on this. There are no highlights, however, in print.
No highlights, I'm out.
Yeah, see, I think Brady would struggle with a newspaper mock draft. What's going on here? What are the highlights? It's a newspaper. It doesn't move.
Too much reading.
It's just a printed word here, Brady. It's assessment of players and then placement of where they think they fall in the draft. This is really, I didn't think I'd ever have to explain this.
Wow.
I thought the word mock in front of it was pretty self-explanatory.
I thought it was an actual program today on ESPN.
No, there's just a lady they pay on the website that's doing it. It doesn't make sense. Let's go to the Rule of Bula. I've never felt more drunk in my life than I do right now.
Carbon,
is it me or is it him? I feel. Anyway, note to self, don't use word mock anymore. What's the speed of No, stop it. It's a different spelling. Either way, now it is the whole show because we're going to try to figure this out. But he did say, he said, here's all you need to know for the rest of your show. The WNBA mock draft is real. Who studies all the – like you watch the NFL – well, we. I'm going to turn my attention towards you two. The NFL experts on draft day, and they have assessed every college player there is to assess down to like Division II. You're telling me someone watches – every girl basketball game and tries to find out which
one.
No,
I think they can wing it.
I think
a
they
lot
can
easier.
Base it off of maybe four college teams and then say, I've never heard of her. The WNBA,
you just watched the tournament.
The WNBA draft has to be like, I've never heard of this one. She's the fifth pick overall. I know. I know four good players. And from there, it's a crapshoot. Just pick the tallest one.
She wasn't
one.
In Brady's mock draft, so.
Right.
It's a lot easier.
Kind of spread these services
less highlights.
Mock draft.
We're going to have a mock draft over at the Rula Bula, and you're in charge of it. Good God, can you imagine how Brady would be at a fantasy draft?
Oh, man.
Well, I love the guys that do those mock drafts, all the experts, and never seems like they're right. Here's my
some,
picks.
Yeah, there's
and
some that are pretty
rarely are they down. They can get the first two or three, but then they're all, you know, but they're the you expert. Know,
they give you an idea of what your team's after. That is one thing. Now, that may change.
Somewhat.
No, they're pretty good about it. Like, they're basically, what they know is like the two or three things that your team wants and assess it by value and then say, if this guy falls here, you get this. But that's
I
the
think
thing.
Sometimes they give a better description of what your team needs, but then the team goes
right.
and
picks
and
that's the fun of the real thing. Yeah, is the mock draft is like, wow, we were talking for months that they were going to go O-line
wide
and they just
receiver.
Drafted a cornerback. We didn't see this coming. And guess what? That changes the next five or six picks.
Hear that, Chicago Bears fans?
Yeah,
that's you.
Exactly. Bears fans.
That's us.
Brady must have been the GM for the Bears that one year.
Roll some highlights of this Trubisky guy.
Not true. You would have had a winner in town.
Brady Pace.
I don't pay attention to those mock drafts. Not enough
right.
highlights.
Highlights of what? Anyway, the mock draft will not be happening at Rula Bula. And good. I'm glad the Rula Bula died before we could have to hear this conversation. I'm just glad it wasn't here to see this. Anyway. We have a mock Brady in this morning. I think this is somebody replaced the real Brady. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? A real one. We'll play it, actually. 602-585-9800 is the phone number, and we'll scream it together. It's 98KUPD. Wake up!
It's out of control now. 98KUPD.